Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Welcome to Believe in K-State, hosted by Joe Matthew and Reggie Blackwell. Reggie's on assignment this week. He's actually hanging out with the football team the last couple days, and it's going to be on the sideline for the game tonight. So we couldn't get our schedules to match up to record together, so I'm going to do a little short bowl game preview for you, and we'll leave it at that. First, a message from our sponsor. The only people that don't get time off this time of year are pro athletes and us at BetOnline. With NFL full season and NBA in full swing over the holidays, BetOnline isn't taking a second off to make sure you have all the up-to-date odds, news, and info. BetOnline has all the sports wagering info available you need with both desktop and mobile access. Hit there today to get into the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Well, we've got the Pop-Tarts Bowl tonight between K-State and North Carolina State. And pardon me if I'm not real excited about playing in the Pop-Tarts Bowl, especially with a lot of players either opting out or hitting the transfer portal for both teams. We're not going to really see the 2023 versions of these teams. We're going to see more of a preview of the 2024 versions of these teams. We've got Will Howard, who hit the transfer portal, K-State starting quarterback, of course. And then on North Carolina State, their linebacker Peyton Wilson has opted out. Get ready for the NFL draft, and he's the best defensive player in college football. And those are just a couple of the key players that are out for both squads. I just thought I'd kind of give you a preview of what we should be looking for tonight, or more what I will be looking for in the game. Number one, a win. K-State's a 2-point favorite over NC State, and Wolfpack are playing without their best player. I mentioned linebacker Peyton Wilson. So there aren't any excuses to go out and win this game. The Big 12 has been doing good in the bowl game so far. So I think K-State should go ahead and keep the momentum going and get a win against the ACC. Number two, a productive offense. So K-State offensive line coach Connor Riley is calling plays in the bowl game as interim offensive coordinator in place of Colin Klein. So Klein played a similar role in K-State's bowl game a couple years ago against LSU in the Texas Bowl. He was named interim offensive coordinator for that game. K-State ended up doing really well. They won 42-20 over LSU, and the offense looked great. Colin Klein then got the permanent offensive coordinator job. So that's what Connor Riley is hoping happens with him. So we'll see what happens. So is Connor Riley going to be named the permanent offensive coordinator? We'll have to wait and see. But if the offense does look good and K-State does win the game, I think Chris Klieman is going to go ahead and promote Connor Riley to the permanent offensive coordinator job. Now, if the offense struggles, he may not do that, and he may open up that job and interview some outside candidates. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Number three, a productive Avery Johnson. So if Avery Johnson has a bad night, I'm not going to overreact to it. And if he has a good night, I'm not going to overreact to it. We know what Avery Johnson can do. He can run the ball effectively, and he has a good arm. He's pretty accurate throwing the ball, too, but he's only done that in spurts. We haven't seen him do that for a complete game yet. So that's what I'm looking for. Can he start the game, run the offense the entire game, and be productive? I think he can do it, but that's kind of what I'll be looking for. It'd be great if he didn't turn the ball over, no interceptions, no fumbles, and had a productive night running the offense. Number four, the future. Well, we'll see what the future looks like at multiple positions. Wide receiver, tight end, linebacker, and cornerback are all positions that I'll be watching pretty closely. Can the young Wildcats on the roster step up and be productive against a solid North Carolina State team? Now, North Carolina State's offense isn't that great. They're more of a defensive team. Their defense is pretty good and has been all season. So if the young Wildcats can take advantage of their opportunity, that bodes well for the future and will get me excited as to what we're going to see in 2024. Number five, a Sterling Lockett punt return. Now, I noticed on the depth chart that Sterling Lockett is listed as a punt returner. So I'd like to see him on the field. And also, Chris Klieman mentioned in his bowl game press conference that Sterling Lockett is one of the receivers to watch going into 2024. I thought that was interesting that he named Lockett as, he's coming around and going to get a look there at punt returner, and maybe we'll see him on the field more next season. So that'll be exciting to see. I hope he does get an opportunity. We know what the Locketts can do and have done in the past, and we'll see if that continues with Sterling Lockett. Either way, I'm not going to overreact how this game goes. It's simply a preview of the 2024 K-State Wildcats. I honestly can't predict what may happen, nor can anyone else, really. But I'll give a prediction anyway. I think K-State wins about the score of 24-21, barely covering the spread, but I think it'll be a close game throughout. K-State gets the win in the end. I think North Carolina State struggles offensively, even though they do have a solid defense, but they're missing their best defensive player. And we know what Avery Johnson can do. We know K-State's offensive line is going to show up and play well. And I think that's going to be enough to get the victory for the Wildcats. So K-State 24-21. We'll see how that goes, and we'll talk to you next week.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times. And stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.